This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia's repeated attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure are leaving millions of civilians in the cold in the dark this winter. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Crews bring in heavy machinery to clear rubble while residents pick through the debris of shattered homes. These were the scenes Thursday across Ukraine. From the capital, Kyiv, Odessa in the south, then Lviv all the way in the west, after the biggest wave of Russian missile strikes in weeks. The targets? Power stations, another critical infrastructure. The Associated Press and the PBS series Frontline have independently documented more than 40 attacks by Russia on Ukraine's electrical, heat, water, and telecommunications facilities since February. But President Vladimir Zelensky vows Russia may try to force Ukrainians to celebrate the new year in the dark, but Ukraine will survive and drive them out. I'm Ben Thomas.
Brazilian soccer legend Pelé being remembered around the world following his death Thursday at the age of 82 from cancer.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Santos, the team where Pelé played, said in a statement, the public can pay respects Monday and before Tuesday's funeral at the team's home stadium near São Paulo, where he played some of his best matches. Zimbabwe has banned all lithium exports, citing it was losing more than 1 billion euros exporting it as a raw mineral and not developing its vast supply for battery use in country. The Zimbabwean Ministry of Mines and Mining Development said it would also clamp down on the artisanal miners digging up lithium and smuggling the mineral out of the country. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Vatican announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict is described as lucid, conscious and stable, but that his condition remains serious. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Merkel wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran is still open to negotiations for reviving a nuclear deal with global powers, but warned on Wednesday it would alter course if the West doesn't change its behavior. Iran's foreign minister made the comments during a visit to Oman, a Gulf state that played a mediating role in the buildup to the original 2015 agreement. That deal between Tehran and global powers was designed to stop Iran from developing a nuclear bomb. Tehran has always denied such a goal. Pakistan said Thursday that at least three of its soldiers, were killed in clashes with terrorists near the volatile border with Afghanistan. No group has taken responsibility. The Pakistani border province has experienced almost daily militant attacks in recent months, with most of them aimed at security forces. And with a major shift in China's COVID-19 policy, Beijing putting the focus back on economic growth to lessen the blow to the economy from the surge in infected people, Chinese officials and companies are letting people who test positive for COVID-19 return to work, even though that could accelerate the spread of the virus. The outbreak has already created a shortage of workers in healthcare, logistics, as well as supermarkets. And recovery teams working at the site of the Cambodian Hotel Casino fire on Friday found the remains of more victims, raising the death toll to 25. That fire broke out late Wednesday night. It's believed to be electrical related. And AP correspondent Margie Saraletta reports on Ryan Seacrest's New Year's Eve celebration in New York.
Duran Duran, New Edition, and J-Hope of BTS are among the stars who will perform in New York's Times Square for ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Ryan Seacrest will host with YouTube personality Liza Koshy. Seacrest says he's predicting big crowds and something to go wrong.
Live television is all about the unexpected. We all have unexpected moments unfold on live TV. And it's interesting. We don't know what's coming a lot on our show.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.